Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Knucklehead by Adam Smyre. This book is read by L. Stephen Taylor. 1. A slight relapse. Monday, September 12, 1988.
Everybody needs to move the fuck back.
Frat boy in a suit at the front of the bus. It was obvious from his giant red baby head that 6 months ago, this kid was crippling quarterbacks and date-raping cheerleaders on some campus. Now he was here, on his way to a job his daddy got him, and mad at us about it. It was barely 7 o'clock in the morning, and we were all getting yelled at. Not to mention, we were packed in pretty tight back there already. There was no place else to go.
Move!
He actually put his hands on the man closest to him and pushed him into someone else. I tried to watch the fight, but there was none.
This bus is full of sheep. God damn it! Listen, you people need to get to the back of this fucking bus!
The herd quivered. I told myself that I was trying to be funny.
Look here, chief, I called to him.
The sheep froze. If you got off the bus, it would be a lot less crowded. A lot. Laughing, I searched around for support, but found none. That's what you want, right? I'd expected us to banter more. I was going to suggest that if he was having trouble getting to work on time, he considered taping Letterman or eating breakfast the night before. But instead, Frat Boy asked,
"Why don't you get off the bus with me?"
We thudded to a halt. In the middle of the street, the door snapped open, and just like that, everyone but Frat Boy had their backs to me, cut from the herd.
"Okay, let's go. You and me are gonna sort out this city's bus problem."
I scooched toward the back door.
Bah!
I bayed those around me. They made room. I worked my way down the little stairs. Frat Boy was already on the sidewalk. The bus peeled out, door still hanging open.
"Let's go,"
he said over his shoulder as he headed up the street. And for a moment, I wondered if maybe we really were going to find a cafe somewhere and sit down and figure out what the mayor needed to do about mass transit. Then I looked ahead and saw that he was just leading me over to a little alley, down the street from my beating. I followed him toward the alley. I followed him closely. He had his back to me. Frat Boy wasn't dumb, and he was fast for a big guy. He spun around as soon as he heard something. But what he heard was me pulling my collapsible baton out of my bag and telescoping it open to its full length. So when he turned around, all he got to do was watch me hit him in the neck. The baton was made of thick metal wire, coiled into progressively narrower sections about 3 feet long end to end.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?